2022学年第一学期高三年级期中学业质量调研测试英语学科听力部分现在开始。Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Oh, look at the clock. It's 8:45. The movie will begin in 10 minutes. Hurry up.
Don't worry. The clock is simply for decoration. It's only 8 o'clock now.
Question. When will the movie begin?2.
I saw the information about a job vacancy on your website. I'd like to know if this position is still available.
Sorry, there's nothing at present, but look back in a week.
Question. What is the woman doing?
3.
Sorry, but can I complain? I've been waiting an hour for my meal.
I'm terribly sorry, madam. Our staff are quite busy this evening.
Question. Where is the conversation most probably taking place?
4. How about another piece of meat pie?
I'd love to, but I'm on a diet. The clothes I bought last year are too tight.
Question.Why does the woman turn down the offer? 5.
I've heard you are working on your first novel. How far have you got with it?
Well, I thought of a good title, listed the characters, and designed the front cover, but I haven't decided what happens next.
Question. What can we learn about the man?
6.
Lily said her train was late and asked if I could wait for her.
The station is so big. You'd better first call her to decide where to meet.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do next?
7. I booked 2 seats for the theater on Saturday. I bet you will like the show.
Oh, I can't wait.What is it about?
Question. What does the woman imply? 8.
I'm playing at a concert tomorrow. I can't be more nervous.
That's not surprising. If I were you, I would be too worried to sleep.
Question. What does the man mean?
9. Look, I've bought another model car.
Not another one. I don't mind you collecting, but you are overdoing it.
Question. What does the woman imply? 10. I can't afford an apartment of my own. Do you want to come in with me?
To tell you the truth, privacy is my top priority.
Question.What does the woman mean? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the short passages and the longer conversation. The short passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once.When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
With our already busy life, finding time to exercise becomes one more thing on our to-do list. So is there a best time to exercise? Could exercising at certain times help maximize our fitness goals?The answer is yes. There are clear benefits of exercising in the morning. A study found participants who exercised in the morning increased their physical activity throughout the day, were less distracted by food, and slept better. So, good news for early birds. But what if you are not a morning person? Working out in the afternoon or evening also has benefits, just different ones. For example, your body's ability to perform peaks in the afternoon. Also, in the afternoon and evening, your reaction time is quickest and your heart rate and blood pressure are lowest, which reduced your chance of injury while improving performance. But does any of this change depending on whether you are a man or a woman? A 2022 research from Skidmore College, New York, looked at exactly this question, and the results showed that there are some differences. Want to reduce your blood pressure and you are a woman? Exercise in the morning. Want to improve your heart health and you are a man? Evening is better for you. But ultimately, the study found that there are clear benefits for both sexes to exercise at either time of day.
Now listen again, please. With our already busy life, finding time to exercise becomes one more thing on our to-do list. So is there a best time to exercise? Could exercising at certain times help maximize our fitness goals? The answer is yes. There are clear benefits of exercising in the morning. A study found participants who exercised in the morning increased their physical activity throughout the day, were less distracted by food, and slept better. So good news for early birds. But what if you are not a morning person? Working out in the afternoon or evening also has benefits, just different ones. For example, your body's ability to perform peaks in the afternoon. Also, in the afternoon and evening, your reaction time is quickest, and your heart rate and blood pressure are lowest, which reduce your chance of injury while improving performance. But does any of this change depending on whether you're a man or a woman? A 2022 research from Skidmore College, New York, looked at exactly this question, and the results showed that there are some differences. Want to reduce your blood pressure and you're a woman? Exercise in the morning. Want to improve your heart health and you're a man? Evening is better for you. But ultimately, the study found that there are clear benefits for both sexes to exercise at either time of day. Questions. 11. According to the passage, what is the effect for a person who exercises in the morning? When is the best time to exercise for a man who wants to improve his heart health? 13. What can be concluded from the passage? 14-16 are based on the following passage.
Dreaming is extraordinary and strange. You believe impossible things and people you know may mix into one another, and then you will likely forget all about it. There are no clear answers to the question of why we dream, but there are different theories. Memory storage could be one reason for why we dream. When you are asleep, the brain decides what information should be moved to your long-term memory and what should be unlearned. In a TED Talk, a psychologist described a 2010 experiment, which involved participants studying how to work out a complex puzzle. It was found that they performed better if they had had a nap and dreamt of the puzzle. Furthermore, a Finnish scientist has suggested that dreaming helps us to prepare for and deal with stressful situations. He studied children's bad dreams, giving an example of being continuously chased by wolves. He believes dreams like this originate from our ancestors and could be practiced for daily struggle and survival. In modern times, good and bad dreams may be preparing us for social situations, such as having a fight with a friend, going on a date, or having a job interview.
Now listen again, please. Dreaming is extraordinary and strange. You believe impossible things, and people you know may mix into one another. And then, you will likely forget all about it. There are no clear answers to the question of why we dream, but there are different theories. Memory storage could be one reason for why we dream. When you are asleep, the brain decides what information should be moved to your long-term memory and what should be unlearned. In a TED Talk, a psychologist describes a 2010 experiment, which involved participants studying how to work out a complex puzzle. It was found that they performed better if they had had a nap and dreamt of the puzzle. Furthermore, a Finnish scientist has suggested that dreaming helps us to prepare for and deal with stressful situations. He studied children's bad dreams, giving an example of being continuously chased by wolves. He believes dreams like this originate from our ancestors and could be practiced for daily struggle and survival. In modern times, good and bad dreams may be preparing us for social situations, such as having a fight with a friend, going on a date, or having a job interview. Questions. 14. What is the passage mainly about? According to the 2010 experiment, how could people perform better in solving the puzzle? 16. According to the passage, what might be the consequences of having bad dreams? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to join the library.
Well, all we need is some sort of identification with your name and address on it.
Oh, we just moved and everything has my old address.
A driving license, perhaps?
No, I don't drive.
Perhaps you have a letter addressed to you at your new house.
I'm afraid not. We've only been here a few days and no one has written to us yet.
I'm sorry, but we can't possibly issue tickets without some form of identification.
Oh dear, we are going on holiday this weekend to relax after the move, and I want to take something with me to read.
What about your passport?
Oh, yes. I've just got a new one, and it does have our new address. Just a minute. Here you are.
Thank you. Now you can go and choose your books. Our tickets will be ready for you when you come back to the desk to have them stamped.
Thank you. How many books am I allowed to take out?
You can take 4 books out at a time. Newspapers, I'm afraid, have to be read here.
That's fine. We have our daily newspaper delivered to the house. Can you show me where your history and biography sections are, please?
Just over there to your right. If there's any particular book you want, you can look it up in the catalog.
Thank you. I'm sorry to have put you to so much trouble.
Not at all. Have a nice day. Now listen again, please. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to join the library.
Well, all we need is some sort of identification with your name and address on it.
Oh, we just moved and everything has my old address.
A driving license, perhaps?
No, I don't drive.
Perhaps you have a letter addressed to you at your new house.
I'm afraid not. We've only been here a few days and no one has written to us yet.
I'm sorry, but we can't possibly issue tickets without some form of identification.
Oh dear, we are going on holiday this weekend to relax after the move, and I want to take something with me to read.
What about your passport?
Ah, yes. I've just got a new one, and it does have our new address. Just a minute. Here you are.
Thank you. Now you can go and choose your books. Our tickets will be ready for you when you come back to the desk to have them stamped.
Thank you. How many books am I allowed to take out?
You can take 4 books out at a time. Newspapers, I'm afraid, have to be read here.
That's fine. We have our daily newspaper delivered to the house. Can you show me where your history and biography sections are, please?
Just over there to your right. If there's any particular book you want, you can look it up in the catalog.
Thank you. I'm sorry to have put you to so much trouble.
Not at all. Have a nice day. Questions. 17. What should the woman do to join this library?18. Why does the woman want to borrow some books? 19. What do you think of the librarian according to the conversation? 20. Which of the following can be inferred from the conversation? That's the end of listening comprehension. 听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。